On the line now, I have John Sheridan, who is acting PR and media manager with Bus Éireann. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the school transport scheme, and we're also going to remind parents about the importance of payment before the deadline. But when I got this press release, I was reading it, and I was very surprised at the enormity of this scheme and the management that's needed to get it up and running.
Indeed, John, it's a common, I suppose, opening put back to ourselves is in relation to the school transport scheme, the size of it, the complexity of it, and the absolute importance of it. I suppose to give a little bit of context for your listeners, for over 50 years now, Bus Éireann has been operating the school transport scheme on behalf of the Department of Education and Skills. And to put some figures behind what we've just spoken about, the scheme itself involves transporting over 117,000 school children every single school day to and from schools. So it's over 3,000 schools. And to operate that, the scheme involves or requires over 5,000 vehicles operating over 7,000 routes right around the country, importantly bringing children, primary, post-primary, to and from school. But perhaps for your listeners, in Dublin alone, to further break it out, we're talking about over 7,000 or almost 7,000 children every day to and from 300 schools in or around Dublin.
It is. It's a huge operation, and it's a great responsibility as well to take on.
Yeah, it's one we're very, very happy to do. We're very proud to do it. And I suppose we realise the absolute importance of the safety of it, the efficiency of it, and the absolute importance it has. And it's only when we talk in shows like this, and I think we go out and we engage at different road shows, we realise the importance it has for parents in ensuring that their children are brought to school safely. It takes a good degree of a burden off the parent to a certain extent. And as I say, it's one that we've operated for over 50 years with the Department of Education, and one that we're very proud and happy to do.
And we're talking about over 5,000 vehicles. And the upkeep and the safety of these vehicles, I say, is very, very important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one thing that we're very proud of is our safety record, but it's something that we work very strongly on. I should say that of the 5,000 vehicles, approximately 90% of them are operated by private operators that are contracted on our behalf to operate it. But absolutely rigorous safety records, schemes put in place to ensure that everything operates safely.
So you're talking about SME contractors in rural?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, small private contractors. So we manage the scheme, as I say, on behalf of the Department of Education. But approximately 90% of those vehicles operating, of the 5,000 vehicles, are operated by small private operators on contract to ourselves.
So that's business being given to these small contractors in towns and villages, it says here, across Ireland. So you're Bus Éireann is an employer as well as...
Yeah, and I think that's an important point to make, John. It's 5,000 vehicles, about 10% of them are ours.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back now. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so we're talking about the 5,000 vehicles, about 10% of them operated by Bus Éireann, but the 90% of them, which is obviously the enormous figure within it, operated by private operators, and as you say, in towns, villages, right across Ireland. Operating the important work of bringing our kids the future to and from school on a daily basis.
Okay, now, as I said, it's a huge operation, and the administration of the scheme, I suppose, then the finance is very, very important. So, do you want to remind your customers about the importance of this the payment?
Absolutely, John. I suppose it's never nice to talk about the summer passing us by, but we are at the stage now where we're 7 weeks away from the school, I suppose, academic year for next year starting, school transport scheme starting up again. So the application process for school transport tickets was kind of two-pronged to a degree. The application itself for the registration for interest for tickets was last April. But the second part and the final part from the parent's point of view is the payment. And that important date is this Friday, the 26th of July. So we are reminding parents to to ensure that the payment is across. It then gives ourselves 7 weeks to process payment, to process tickets, and ensure that the child has a ticket before schools start back, as I say, towards the end of August. Now, I suppose to assist parents to a degree, it is an extremely busy time in school transport offices. Ironically, it is the busiest time of the year. Over the last number of weeks and the next number of weeks, we'll, I suppose, encounter about 35,000 calls from parents with all very warranted questions. We'll also have about 15,000 emails on top of that. So this year, we're increasing the hours in our local offices. We're now open from 8:30 in the morning, Monday through to Friday, but also, and for the first time, we'll have web chat available. So parents who have, or guardians who have questions that they feel may be able to be answered simply enough, they can certainly go on to our website, and I'll give that at the end, to ask a question via web chat. So again, just another little customer enhancement that hopefully will make the process somewhat easier for parents.
Okay, and what's that? schooltransport.busairdin.ie? That's the website?
Exactly, yes.
Okay,
exactly.
And that's an amazing amount of calls, 35,000 calls and 15,000 emails.
It is, and I suppose the irony of it is people often think school transport offices, sure, June, July, August must be a nice quiet time, but in fact it's anything else. The plans start, and they start well before June, I should say, trying to get ensuring that the plan is in place for the next academic year, that towards the end of August the wheels and the buses are moving, and that 117,000 children are being transported to all the schools right around the country. But I would say, I bring it back again to the importance of the deadline this Friday, getting the payment in by this Friday, and then we can start the process of processing the payment and issuing the tickets.
Yeah, and we don't want to upset any students, but there's only 7 weeks remaining.
I know, it's passing by very quickly, yeah. And as I said, I never like talking about the summer passing by, but yeah, Unfortunately it's a fact. What we're trying to do is to ensure that that everyone's having the smoothest return to school as possible next in the autumn.
Right, and there's over 117,000 tickets to be administered before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, is there anything you'd like to add, John?
No, as I say, we operate the scheme on behalf of the Department of Education. We've done it for over 50 years. We're very proud to do it in a safe and efficient manner. And I suppose to help us to do it efficiently over the next number of weeks, that closing date is the 26th of July. But again, all the information is available on the website, and they can also get it via www.busairn.ie/schooltransport.
Okay, John, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. And as I said, I was very, very surprised when I read that how huge this operation is. So well done, and congratulations on the service you're providing.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay, thank you. Right, that was John Sheridan there, Acting PR and Media Manager with Bus Éireann. And as I said, when I read the stats on this, I was really, really very surprised.